When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
3 o'clock hour on the Hochman and Crowder program. And again, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow is the Channing Crowder toy drive. I know Josh Appel is going to stop by and join us out there. I texted Aronde to come on out and join us there. I don't know if he's going to be able to or not, but tomorrow, toy drive, Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale. Crowder and I will do the show live 2 till 6. And if you can bring out a new unwrapped toy or several new unwrapped toys, they will go to tell everybody how it works. Kids at that particular Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club get to select toys, but then all the leftover toys, because there's always plenty of leftovers, they go where?
They go to the other Boys and Girls Club of Broward County. We move around from club to club. They take the toys and let kids pick the toys as leading up to Christmas. There's more days. So that's the 20th. But kids go to the Boys and Girls Club every day. Some kids, you know, kind of reason we do it. Like on Christmas Eve, they'll have to go to the Boys and Girls Club. Their parents are working, whatever it is. You know, 26. So we move the toys around to every club we can until they run out. This year is going to be crazy. Hawk, you seen it. Solana, you seen it. Y'all seen it. There are walls of toys. And the kids get to walk out and they're looking at the toys and they get to pick which one they want. And it's just a great feeling. Every year when the parents start crying, the kids start crying. Publix is involved this year. I just was texting and they're going to have like a special lunch tomorrow for the kids, or, you know, early dinner when they get in, because Publix, you know, threw some money in for some food and all. So every year we're getting a bigger and bigger, more toys, helping more kids, and just trying to have that holiday spirit, man. And I appreciate QAM, Odyssey, everybody, y'all as well, Hawk, Solana, everybody, for being involved in this, man. And it's just, you've seen it. We've seen it for years now. Those kids really appreciate this.
They do. They do. It's a really fun afternoon. It's a meaningful afternoon, and you'll be able to hear it tomorrow if you can't come by or you're not in the area. But if you are in the area, again, it's the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale. We'll be there 2 till 6. And if you can stop by with a new unwrapped toy, honestly, you can go to CVS on the way, Walgreens on the way, pick up a basketball, Nerf football, all that stuff always goes over well.
That's it. And it's the thing is that the bikes, people bring bikes. We have bikes, but some kids have bikes. But like you're saying, a $5 football, but their favorite color is green. And it's a green football, and they just light up when they see that green football. The teens, we lean towards some electronic stuff, technology. I don't know what the hell it's called, but yeah, all the phone stuff this year, we leaned into that and went in that section and got things. And to be honest, I'm not this smart. Asia, it's my wife who really sets all this up. As I was talking about it, I was like, you know what? Let me give a shout out to Asia, because I just pretty much hang out and do nothing, and she does all the logistics of everything.
We know.
That is fair. That is fair.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless.
Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. We're 6 days away from Christmas, and I still haven't played my PS5. F you, Solana.
That's right. Jimmy bought himself a PS5, a little Christmas gift for himself. And Solana was apoplectic that Jimmy, even though he bought it for himself, is not opening it until Christmas. He's been staring at it for a few weeks. He wants it to be his own personal Christmas gift. And so Jimmy giving a little update, he has not played it.
Is this true?
This is in fact true.
Why? I'm on Solana's side. This sounds
I admire
silly.
It. I think it's great. It shows what? It shows that, first of all, you have your own governor. And if I'm buying it for myself as a Christmas gift, you open it on Christmas and you enjoy it subsequently after you open it on Christmas.
Because Santa bought it?
Because it's a Christmas gift. Christmas gifts get opened on Christmas. Somebody gives me a birthday gift a week in advance, I'll open it on my birthday.
But we're grown people.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Self-control.
Self-control. Because we're grown people.
I know. I know this might go downhill because I hate siding with Solana, but I'm kind of with him on this one, man. What are you doing, Jimmy?
Especially a PlayStation 5. I mean, this dude has been talking to me my ear off for the past year about NCAA college football. I can't wait to play it.
Shows you what a man he is.
No.
He doesn't have to just rush into, oh, I went out and I got myself a PS5. No, he's making it special. This is a Christmas gift to myself. I worked hard all year. I got myself a Christmas gift. I saved up for it. And I'm going to enjoy it as a Christmas gift like all other Christmas gifts. Going to open it on Christmas.
But exactly. It's not a surprise. It's no surprise.
It's a surprise.
So if you get a cruise for a birthday gift and the cruise is 3 days before your birthday, you're not going to take it because it's before your birthday?
Well, I will take it, but it's not a birthday cruise.
It has to be post-birthday to be a birthday cruise.
Exactly. You and I are in agreement on that.
So hot.
I'm not in agreement. That was a question. That was a question mark at the end.
Crowder. No. Crowder, this is perfect. Because I'm about to box in Hawk. Mm. You and I, Crowder, decide, hey, we love Hawk so much. We're going to buy him a new car for his birthday. And we're going to go right now, buy it, take it to his house, hand you the keys, park it in the parking lot. For your birthday.
My birthday's in November, though. If you're going to give me a car in the end of December, I appreciate. That's a really nice gift and a very nice gesture. It ain't no birthday gift.
It's for your birthday.
Belated. Yeah. Belated.
No, it's for your birthday next year. You can't drive it until
Happy
your birthday.
Birthday. We put a ribbon on
it. Oh, it's a belated birthday gift for this year. No, yeah, absolutely.
No. I'm buying you an early birthday present.
Well, you're an idiot. You're buying me next year's birthday present? In December?
I'm buying you an early birthday present, and it's a car. Here are the keys, Hawk. But it's a birthday present. Show some restraint. You can't use it until November 26th.
Nah, that's stupid. Nobody gives a birthday present 11 months prior to their birthday. That's on you.
And nobody
that's
not we on hit. You. We hit
you
the lotto.
You boxed me in there. You showed why UFC.
Solana hit a scratch off. Solana, we hit a scratch off. We went in on a scratch off and hit, and we want to do something nice for you.
Right, then it's a nice gift.
No, but we wanted a birthday.
Oh, you can't say that you're giving me a birthday gift in December if my birthday's in November. Belated birthday gift, though. I'm with you on that one. If it's a belated birthday gift, that's very nice, and I'll drive it.
It's silly is what Jimmy's doing. Jimmy, open that damn box and play the Game Boy.
No.
Plug it in.
No.
Just plug it in.
Why?
Some of us want to put Christ back in Christmas, Crowder.
I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I got a damn toy drive. We give them 7,000 kids. I love Christ.
Oh, well, tell the kids. Man. Tell the kids when they pick their gifts tomorrow. Open it up right in front of you.
If they did, I would enjoy it because they'd enjoy it 5 days before Christmas, and I don't care.
So just throw the date of Christmas out the window.
No,
just give Christmas gifts all year long.
Jimmy went and bought himself something
Solana's
to play.
Solana's about to go on my side. You're about to lose Solana off your side.
I kind of like that idea, though. All right, what are we on, December 25th? What's so special about that day?
Oh, yeah. I think it has to do with Christ.
No,
Jesus was born. I apologize.
See, I'm Jewish. Solana, I didn't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I'm Jewish. I'm sorry.
These guys, their alliance is splintering. I saw this happening on 307. I knew it would happen around here, 311, and it is.
Huck, if you bought Jimmy a PlayStation for Christmas. I'll even ride with that, where you said this is your Christmas gift. Open it on Christmas.
I gave you a Christmas gift yesterday, Jimmy. Did you open it or did you put it under the tree?
I opened it.
But that's fine. Have you used it?
No, I have not used it.
And you'll use it when? Probably after Christmas?
Maybe. Maybe, no, or when I need to use it.
You don't understand the argument, Jimmy. He bought himself something, and he can use it whenever he wants to.
Crowder, if we bought Hawk a McRib today, we put a little bow on it. Oh, it's for Christmas. Hawk, here's your Christmas present. You're not going to eat the McRib?
Yes, 100%. But that ain't a Christmas gift.
That is a Christmas gift.
Of course it is.
You gave me a warm sandwich 6 days before Christmas, and you're going to call it a Christmas gift?
Yep.
You guys are the dumbest MFers I've ever hung around with.
We gave Jimmy gave himself a working PlayStation 2 weeks before Christmas. Now he's staring at the box.
It's not going to spoil. It's not going bad.
It's worthless sitting in the box. Plug it. So, Jimmy, put the Wi-Fi on that damn PlayStation.
This is a rest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of argument. I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to take my dub. I'm not going to continue to punish you guys. Jimmy, you're doing the right thing, and Merry Christmas to you.
I'm sticking to my guns.
And play some Christmas music on this show, will
you? Guns are water guns.
Enough with
the dumbest thing in the world, Jimmy. I'm with you, Jimmy. This is dumb.
Let's get headlines. With Solana, because Danny Cannell is going to join us. Let's get headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. At Durrell Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
I'll drop it after this point, but I will make one more point here. Jimmy bought this before his birthday. Why didn't you just say it was a birthday gift to yourself?
No. I didn't buy it on my birthday. I bought it on Black Friday.
Before your birthday. But I digress.
He went Black Friday shopping, which everyone does for Christmas, got himself a Christmas gift, and is going to open it on Christmas. This is the easiest transaction in the world. There's nothing to not understand here. If he did it any other way, it would be incorrect.
I don't know if this is regress, digress. I don't know what gress this is. If you're a grown-ass person buying yourself something, it's not a gift. It's a purchase.
No, that's wrong. It's 100%
wrong. It's a purchase.
100%
Let me
wrong.
Look up the definition of gift.
Okay.
Gift. Giving someone else something. Can't give your damn
not
self a
certain.
Gift. Jimmy, you bought your own ass a PlayStation. Open the box and play the games that you want to play. This is stupid to sit around and stare at a box of PlayStation. You know what? Did you wrap it?
It's already wrapped.
Oh, my God.
Jay, that's great.
I'm done with you.
That's great. Neither of you guys understand the spirit of Christmas. Neither of you guys understand the spirit of Christmas.
I do understand the spirit of Christmas. I don't buy myself anything. You know why? Because I buy myself something in June, July, August, September, October. Because I'm a grown person with money.
Right, but that's not
special.
Oh,
I want a PlayStation? Oh, it's September 18th. I'm going to go buy a PlayStation because I'm a grown man.
Yeah, but he got himself something special that he wanted for Christmas.
Special.
He wanted to make Christmas special, which everyone should aspire to do.
I'm going to give you something special. I'm going to kick you in the crotch.
Everyone should aspire to make Christmas special. Jimmy's the only person on this show that has done
Jimmy,
so.
Better open that damn PlayStation, wasting your time and days. Get off that OnlyFans.
Yeah, don't use all the money I gave you for OnlyFans, all right?
I'll buy myself a gift.
I was hoping to wait, but I'm sorry we have to debut a new segment here.
Buckle your seatbelts for the most important thing you will hear today.
We've been clowning on Jimmy for his OnlyFans for a couple years. And gentlemen and everybody listening in the car, men and women.
And by the way, I'd like to point out, because his parents and brother and everyone listen, he does not have OnlyFans. It's a show bit. He's not an OnlyFans guy.
Are we sure?
No.
Starting January 1st, Hawk, Crowder, myself, we're all going to be begging Jimmy for his OnlyFans login.
That was the most important thing you will hear today. You're welcome.
So Pornhub is going to deny access in Florida because there's new age verification requirements that they don't think they can adhere to. But I don't know if this matters for YouPorn, which happens to be my website of choice over Pornhub. But if it includes both of them, I am going to have to look into OnlyFans.
Hey, man, let me tell you, XNXX doesn't worry about anything. They're offshore.
Anything goes.
I went down some things on the wormholes. What's going on here? Take my phone.
All right. There's a godly man, Danny Cannell, going to join us soon. Let's get headlines.
Jimmy, open that damn PlayStation, old bro. No. That ran me hot.
Nope. No, Jimmy, keep it under the tree.
Nope.
You know who does this? Fred Taylor.
With his hats?
Pretty successful guy.
He does this dumb thing where he'll have a new bag, and I'm like, bro, that's an expensive-ass Louis luggage. Oh, yeah, you know, it's my birthday, so I had to treat myself. No, you just bought a bag. No,
he got himself a birthday gift.
No, he bought a new bag. Don't couch it. You want a PlayStation, get a PlayStation. Don't couch it in Christmas. It's a PlayStation that you wanted.
Fred knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I'm down with Fred and Jimmy.
I can't stand y'all.
I'll side with Fred and Jimmy over you and Solana any day of the week.
Grown person.
My side's got a Hall of Famer.
Treat yourself.
That's right.
How would you treat yourself?
That's right.
No, just go buy something because you're a grown person with money in your account. That's it. That's the gist of it.
No.
Yes.
No.
How much a PlayStation cost?
I say about $480.
You said, how's it about, Jimmy? You just bought one. How much did your PlayStation cost?
Like $484, like about almost $500.
You had $500. You bought yourself a PlayStation. That's it.
Yeah,
that's the gist of this whole story.
As a Christmas gift to myself.
Oh my goodness gracious!
You know why he had to do that? Because you didn't buy him one. You should have.
I ain't no way in the hell. That's a grown ass man. He got a job. He's 40 years old. Man, damn dude. Jimmy, better come to the Boys and Girls Club tomorrow. Grab you something off the table.
Next year I'll be 40. Not 40 just yet.
That's another thing y'all know I don't do.
Texting in their favorite porn sites. We appreciate it.
Y'all know this too. I don't buy grown people gifts. I'll bless somebody at their bar mitzvah. I'll do for children. You have kids. I'm not giving. When you're of age to get a job and you're progressing through life, I'm not giving you a gift.
Understand the definition of Christmas and kindness and generosity.
Kind to young people. It's you also, a grown person with a job?
It's also not true, Hawk, because the first year I worked on this show, Christmas 2019, Crowder, before we took off the next day for Christmas, looked at me. He said, "Hey, Merry Christmas, young blood." And he pulled out two gift certificates, gift cards, to Outback Steakhouse. And I think
one of them was for Kmart.
Perhaps. But I was thrilled. I said, wow, man, Channing Crowder, what a guy. And one of those gift cards expired, but the other one did have $4.17 still on it.
That was very nice of him.
I mean, what a Merry Christmas I had.
I said, grown people with something going on in their life. When we met you, Solana. You, boy, you was hurting.
The Panthers beat the Wild 6-1. Matthew Tkachuk, really good. They're back at home tomorrow. They host the St. Louis Blues.
All right.
Don't buy yourself Christmas tickets to the Panthers game because, you know, can't go tomorrow. You have to wait till Christmas.
Well, they're not Christmas tickets. Tomorrow's the 20th. I mean what are we arguing here?
So you can watch the Panthers, but you can't play the PlayStation.
No, you can go to the Panthers game. You can buy yourself tickets, but don't call it a Christmas gift if you bought tickets for December 20th.
Oh, so just what you call it that makes the difference.
It just is. It by definition, it's not a Christmas gift.
Hmm. I would say we're swinging them, Solana, but you jumped off the damn boat.
Yeah, Christmas every day.
Swinging nothing.
Sounded really good, man.
I'll tell you what you're swinging on.
How did I end up on this little kayak by myself?
I'm on a cruise ship with Fred Taylor, and me and Jimmy are eating shrimp cocktail, and you're on Solana's kayak.
Left, right. You go left.
You guys are on Solana's kayak going in circles.
Chargers Broncos tonight, 8:15. This game has implications for the Dolphins' playoff chances, but truthfully, I don't know what we need that would benefit the Dolphins. I still don't understand. I thought I did, then Hawk, you confused me at the top of the show.
Yeah, so. I don't know. No. I can't figure it out. Barry Jackson tweets, if Denver beats the Chargers tonight, Dolphins could not be mathematically eliminated even with a loss Sunday. If Chargers lose tonight, all Dolphins need to make the playoffs is winning out, Chargers loss at New England or Vegas, and a Colts loss. Miami wins the tiebreaker versus the Chargers and Bengals, but not versus the Colts. I don't know what that means.
I think I figured it out. We talked earlier. Dolphins have to win out. Chargers have to lose two. Colts have to lose one.
But Barry Jackson's saying the Dolphins, even with a loss Sunday, are not mathematically eliminated if the Chargers lose tonight.
So that's why the Chargers have to lose two. Because the Chargers lose
the Dolphins
tonight,
don't have to win
one.
Out.
And then the Dolphins. Yeah, never mind. I'm going to hell with my notes. You're right.
All right, glad we cleared that up. The Miami Heat, they play the Oklahoma City Thunder 8 p.m. tomorrow. Bucks beat the Thunder to win the NBA Cup, by the way. And just a quick, there's a lot of stuff we didn't talk about yesterday, obviously, but the former Washington State quarterback, John Mateer, that we were kind of all monitoring, who entered the transfer portal, he picked Oklahoma, not Miami, so he can go to hell.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
I don't want him anyway.
Kind of name is Mateer.
Guy's going to be a bum.
I remember what I said about Cam Ward.
And this Washington quarterback couldn't even get us to the college football playoffs.
Remember my Cam Ward takes. I'm backing off on this one.
Listen, yeah, you heard my Tate Martell montage.
Your weather
was a funny meme, Solana. You had showed me this the other day, and we gave it to DBJ, but it's the owner of the Phoenix Suns. 55 hot dogs, 55 popcorns, 55 chips, 55 sodas.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, because he like made all the prices cheaper, right, or something like that?
He did a value menu, so $2. If you go to a Suns game at certain, you know, concession stands, hot dogs are $2, popcorns are $2, chips are $2, sodas are $2. And they showed what the price was before he decided to do it. So a hot dog was $9. Now it's $2. And, you know, it was that to me, I think, is the biggest ripoff in all of humanity is stadium prices.
Yes.
Not a crack,
burgers, though. 55 fries, 55 tacos, 55 pies, 55 coke, 100 tater tots, 100 pizzas, 100 tenders, 100 meatballs, 100 coffees, 55 wings, 55 shakes, 55 pancakes, 55 pasta, 55 peppers, and 155 taters.
Gotta get the Danny Canal.
That is your weather.
What was that weather? I don't even remember you're doing weather. All right, Danny Cannell is going to join us, courtesy of Bet Online, in the next segment. We'll talk some college football with him.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This is how we do it.
Hulu!
Hawk and Crowder.
Danny.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Canell going to join us here in 1 second. Before he does, let me tell you about Caneswear, because if you're doing some holiday shopping, maybe for yourself, like Jimmy, yourself a gift, you put it under the tree, and you open it on Christmas.
Just buying yourself something. You can do that 364 days a year.
You can buy yourself something special for Christmas if you want. Absolutely.
I got something special for you.
No shame in that game. Regardless. The time of year to get to Caneswear in Davie, or you could shop online at caneswear.com. You know, maybe you're going to go to Orlando, see the Canes play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. You can get your gear at Caneswear. Get all your, I know Danny's probably laughing on hold right now as I say that, but I wonder where FSU's traveling to. Oh, I don't know. Maybe Guthrie's or a gut box.
Hey, that might be
in Gainesville. I don't know where Guthrie's is. Regardless, get all your Canes and local sports merch at Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Canes, Panthers, Dolphins, shirts, hats, shorts, jerseys, everything else in between. You can handle all your holiday shopping in one location, Caneswear. And like I said, it's not just Canes gear. Plenty of Dolphins merchandise as well. Panthers, Inter Miami, anything that you can think of. Visit the store in Davie. They're on University Drive. They're right next to La Spada's. Or you can shop online at caneswear.com. And if you've never been to the store, by the way, you're not going to believe just how much stuff they have. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop. All right, Danny Cannell's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he's joining us today courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, bowl game odds, 2025 Heisman lines. The 2025 Heisman lines are already out. Danny Cannell's with us now. Hello, Danny.
What's up, Hawk? There's a lot going on. A lot. I mean, you wait. You call me 10 minutes late. Then you make me sit through a Miami Hurricanes gear read. Then you diss one of the greatest eating establishments in Tallahassee and Guthrie's. I mean, I've never been as offended. And it's the holidays. Like all this happens around the holiday season, and you come on here. I'm very disturbed right now. Very upset.
Merry Christmas, Danny. Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next year.
By the way, the Pop-Tarts Bowl is one of the most entertaining bowls around because of. I mean, it has the best mascot. Now we've got 100%. Three of them. It's like a samurai soldier, the way he kills himself to end the game so that he can be eaten by the winning team is legendary status. And now they're going to have three of them. I mean, that it is one of the better bowl games because of the mascot.
It's very kitschy. And I will tell you that when I saw the new trophy, which is a functioning Pop-Tart toaster, I declared the Pop-Tarts Bowl, Miami and Iowa State, the most consequential game in Hurricanes football history. Agree or disagree, just based on the trophy?
Oh, without question. A function. It's absolutely the best. I think it's really expensive, too. I mean, the thing looks good. Who gets to keep it, though? Like, is that going to Mario's office? Or does it go to, like, Cam Ward as the MVP? That's what I would want to know, is who gets to keep that thing for the year?
I should put that in the Hecht Athletic Center, and anyone can use it. It's the people. It's the people's
cafeteria.
And I'm not sure Cam Moore is about to play in this game either, Danny. So we might have to find a new MVP.
Yeah, should he?
I thought he was playing. I thought I saw he was playing. Him and Shador were doing FaceTime.
No, he says he is. Mm-hmm. Should he?
Oh. I think he will. I think it's become one of two things. One, it's become trendy because it used to be cool to sit out the games. And now all of a sudden, I do think it's becoming a little trendier to actually play in the game and finish the season. And then there's probably the more likelihood that there's probably some sort of payment for playing in the game. That's probably the most likely scenario. Whether it comes from the Pop-Tarts Bowl, whether it comes from somebody in the Miami Hurricanes, you know, organization somewhere to entice these players to actually play. But it does seem like there are more players, big name players like Cam Ward, like Shador, like Travis Hunter, Kyle McCord from Syracuse is playing. Like, there's a lot of guys that seem to be playing. I hope they do. But I get it. I get why you don't if you're not playing for something. I hate it, but I get it. Like, it's a business decision at this point.
And then is it legit? Like, did the Miami Hurricanes get messed over? I know we were mad for weeks and all that. And a bunch of people were mad. Alabama's mad, whatever. But, like, did the college football playoffs get it right? Because this first year, they had to try to figure it out.
Yeah, I think the committee got really lucky because Clemson beat SMU. Like, and by a little bit. If Clemson would have blown out SMU, or if SMU would have won, then Clemson would have been out. Either one of those scenarios, and the committee would have had to select one of those teams, Alabama, one of the three lost, you know, SEC teams, Alabama, South Carolina, or Ole Miss, or Miami. I thought Miami was completely overlooked, and I hated it. Like, I really did. I think the calendar screwed them because it's hard to make a strong case when you're losing two of three games. Even though I thought there were two of the better losses from any of the teams we were discussing in the, you know, of resumes where they were comparing to them. Like, Miami did not have a bad loss, and yet Bama had two bad losses, a blowout loss to Oklahoma and a loss to Vanderbilt. Ole Miss had a rough loss to Kentucky at home. And South Carolina had multiple losses. They got beat by Ole Miss 27-3. Like, those were all awful losses. Miami was sitting there at 10-2. And the thing they were, you know, knocking Miami was for not having any top 25 wins. Although what bothered me about that is they had a couple wins that were just outside the top 25. Like, they had wins that probably would have been considered top 30 wins, top 35 wins. And there really isn't that much difference between a team ranked 18th, 19th, 20th, and 27, 28, 29. There really is no difference in those teams, except the committee made this market line of, like, this line of demarcation is top 25, and it totally screwed Miami. So I think they got a bad rap. The issue is all those teams were significantly flawed, like those four teams that were kind of stacked up trying to make the case. So I could make a strong case for any one of them. Ultimately, I think it came down to the calendar. I think the losing their way down the home stretch didn't have no favors. But if they did it the way they're supposed to, like, look at the resume and take everything out of it and just, like, consider the data, I thought Miami got screwed and didn't even get considered the way they should have been, because they would not have been in. They would have taken Bama. They had already clarified that when they said, we're not going to harm anybody who's not playing. They kind of stacked the teams in order. So I hated that. And I thought Bama had the worst resume of all those teams. Like, they were hanging their hat on one win against Georgia, and they had two awful losses, and the committee seemed to not care.
I think what we learned is 12 teams is not enough. Needs to be either 16 or 64. Gracious. I can't decide which one. Danny Cannell is with us, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for all the college football playoff odds, the bowl game odds, the opening Heisman lines for next year. So you watch plenty of football pro in college. You watched Cam Ward and Shador Sanders, all the quarterbacks. And in the NFL this season, you've seen Caleb Williams and Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Which rookie quarterback in the NFL surprised you most this season, and which quarterback coming out do you think is going to see the most NFL success?
Well, I think there's two at the very top who are it's going to be Shador and it's going to be Cam Ward. And I do think there's a massive drop off. I would probably take Cam Ward because I think there's more upside early. I think Shador probably has more success. I think his football IQ, the system he's been playing in with Pat Shurmur, you know, who comes from an NFL background, and that's not a knock to what they're doing at Miami with Shannon Dawson. But Pat Shurmur's, you know, having Shador do things that he'll have to do at the next level. I feel like I trust Shador more. The issue is, I mean, and this is why I was kind of surprised that Coach Prime was talking about, you know, I just saw him saying the other day that he's good with him going to the New York Giants. I love the organization, but it's been a mess. And, you know, the other team they're considering, you know, it's the Las Vegas Raiders. Those are two franchises which have really struggled. I'm kind of curious to see, you know, what direction the Giants go. You know, do they stick with Daboll? Do they get a new coach? Like, they're cleaning house. So what is that? What is the surrounding? What does the sporting cast go with? Because both of them are going to have an uphill battle. And you see what happens. We thought Caleb Williams was going to be in a good situation. Like, literally, that was the mind. I don't know if you guys remembered, like, Caleb Williams coming into the season, it was, he's got the best situation we've seen in maybe a decade, maybe 20 years of supporting cast. Two really good receivers, you know, good offensive line. They had hired Waldron, you know, to bring in just to work with him. And then all of a sudden, you know, it looks like a complete disaster around him. It's just such a crapshoot. It really does depend on the supporting cast. But I would probably say I trust Shador to have the most success. And like last year, even though the team was bad, he does not make bad decisions, which typically you see quarterbacks do when they get hit a lot. Shador was hit a ton again this year and still put up phenomenal numbers. So I probably would trust Shador to have the best rookie season, although – they're going to be learning. Like, it's going to be struggle city for whoever quarterback it is, especially if it's going to either the Raiders or the Giants.
And Danny, speaking of Shador, with that Deion connection, is that a knock or an addition? That, like, your dad's Deion Sanders, but Deion's going to be involved. Deion's going to argue. We saw what happened with Eli Manning and, you know, his whole thing with the Chargers. Like, is it a knock or a positive to have Deion as his father?
So there's a couple ways to look at this, Channing, because Shador kind of carries himself and talks smack and acts like the way a defensive back would, you know, the way his dad did and the way his dad played. We haven't seen many franchise quarterbacks, you know, talk as much and bring as much bravado to the table. The thing is, he's been under scrutiny and he's survived and he's backed it up. So, like, it's always that way. If you want to talk trash and you want to, you know, have your own YouTube channel and have your own show and have, you know, a social media presence. If you win and you produce, it's all good. And so, like, he's been under the crucible and under the stress and under the pressure of being Deion Sanders' son from the moment he picked up a football. And I do think Deion gives him great advice. Like, I think Deion does tell him when he plays bad, he'll tell him. I think he tells him if he's not working hard enough. Like, I think he's got great work ethic. Like, all the things that you need to be a franchise quarterback, I do think Shador has. And I think he gets great advice from Deion. Like, Deion tells his players, whether it's Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders or anybody, like, A, you better work. You better go to class. Like, get educated because there's more to football than just, you know, football. You got to make sure you're, you know, you have a degree to fall back on. I think he does preach the right thing. So I think it is a good source of wisdom for Shador to rely on because I think that's the thing. Like, it takes somebody like that that can mentor you through a ugly rookie season, which is probably going to be the case, right? I mean, even the rookies that are playing pretty good this year, they're still going to have struggles. I mean, the guys like CJ Stroud, we had a phenomenal year last year and made the playoffs. Those are the rarity. Those aren't the norm. So, like, to have somebody that can counsel you through those, like your dad in Deion Sanders, I think it's pretty valuable. So I think it is an asset getting Shador Sanders and getting, you know, Deion. Now, what we haven't seen is we haven't seen Shador benched. We haven't seen him struggle. Like, what if he does get benched, which probably they won't, but, like, what if he struggles and, you know, there's a consideration to bench him? Then does Deion step in? Does he say anything? That could get uncomfortable. But I don't think you can go in that mindset. I think you go in trusting that he's going to get the best advice he's got because he's got a Hall of Famer for a dad that has held him to a high standard and held him accountable throughout his career.
real quick, because you're on with us courtesy of Bet Online. Hurricanes are a 3.5-point favorite over Iowa State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Do you have a side there?
So, Hawk, here's the thing, and this is why I kind of hate bowl season. You know, like we were just talking before about Cam Ward. Is he playing or not? Like, it's almost like I would wait until game time. Like, if he's playing, I like the Canes a lot. Like, I think they're way more athletic than Iowa State. I think they've got an edge at quarterback, although I do like Rocco Becht for Iowa State. The other thing is, like, how bad does the team want to be there? You know, Iowa State probably looks at this as, like, what a great finish to a season. Is Miami going to have an attitude like Florida State did last year, which was like, oh, man, we got screwed. And instead of getting angry, they kind of, you know, went through the motions and a lot of guys didn't play and they got smoked. Or does Miami look at it as, we got screwed, we're one of the best teams in the country, let's go show what we can do and handle our business. Like, those are the things you try to look for in these. If everything's equal and everybody comes in with equal motivation, I love Miami in this one. But I think a lot of it comes down to Cam Ward, like their leader. If he plays, I think everybody else will respond, and I trust him to put up a lot of points. I'd probably take the over, too, especially from what we've seen from Miami's defense. And I do think Iowa State can put up some points, and we know what Miami can do offensively. But, like, I would wait until game time, or at least, you know, until you know for certain that Cam Ward's playing, and then I would lay him with Miami.
Do you even know what bowl game the Florida Gators are in? Do you know Crowder?
Yeah.
Gasparilla, Tampa, Gasparilla.
Yeah. Channing knows all about that one, because that's officially the one where they spend their time. That's where they spend their winters, Hawk. I mean,
officially, the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl.
Oh, it's blowing up. It's blowing up. I got Human Growth Mortgage. What is it called?
Yeah, Human Growth Mortgage. You got it. You nailed it.
I actually like the Gators in this one.
They're a 13.5-point favorite over Tulane.
I actually like this one. I like the Gators in this one. There's all kind of good vibes around Florida. I think you want to finish the season strong. Tulane lost their quarterback, Darian Mensah, who was really talented. He's going to Duke. He was already, I think he's already committed to Duke. So they lost their quarterback. You got DJ Lagway. You want to carry on the momentum from the back end of the season. So I actually, I think Florida is going to be a trendy pick next year. Maybe not to win the SEC, but I think they'll be a trendy pick to make the college football playoff because of that finish to this season. I mean, getting those back-to-back home wins, I mean, it's not impressive to beat Florida. To beat Florida State. I don't need to tell you guys that. But beating LSU and Ole Miss back-to-back at home, I thought that was huge for the, you know, for the recruiting, for the transfer portal to carry on, you know, Billy Napier when they had endorsed him, you know, the last month of the season. I thought that was huge. So I do trust the Gators to go and win and cover against Tulane.
There you go, Crowder. I mean, you got a chance for real momentum here in the Human Growth Mortgage Bowl.
I already got my money down, baby.
Yeah, man. this is what you play for, the Human Growth Mortgage Bowl. Danny Cano with us courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, bowl game odds, Heisman odds for next year, and all that hoo-ha. Real quick, Danny, before we go, we're already out of time. Is it okay to buy yourself a Christmas gift, say a month in advance? You obviously know what it is. You bought it for yourself, and wrap it, put it under the tree, not open it till Christmas Day.
That's a great idea, because I get jack squat. I don't get anything from my family. Like, my daughters, but I do tell them not to get me anything. The problem is, like, I already bought myself a gift, already unwrapped it, and I already wear it. I got a nice little timepiece that I'm rocking that I got. So I already
didn't give it any thought. When did you buy it?
3 weeks ago. Cause my birthday is the 21st, November 21st. So I kind of did a birthday / Christmas gift, and I haven't.
So you bought yourself a birthday gift.
Anything. Yeah. Yeah,
and no. That's a birthday. That's a birthday gift. That's not a Christmas gift.
He's a rich grown man that wanted something. It's not a gift.
He just
it's
told
me
you
buying
it was a gift for himself.
Something.
He just no. He just told us Fred Taylor buys gifts for himself.
Those are words to couch it to make you feel good about spending $10,000. It's just you buying yourself something.
But doesn't matter however you couch it. If you would it be okay, Danny, for you to buy yourself the timepiece? And by the way, you know it's expensive when it's a timepiece and not a watch.
Not a watch.
Would it be okay to buy a timepiece, wrap it, put it under the tree, and open it on Christmas Day?
No, because then my wife's going to ask how much it was. I don't want her to know. Like, it's better to play it's better to play it up like you. Then I have a little bit of guilt from the family. Like my daughters may want to go golf with me when they normally would never want to do it. So I can guilt them into it. Say, hey, you didn't give me a gift, but we should go play golf. And they might be more likely to do that. And then I can ride my wife. I can give her a hard time too. Like, hey, you didn't even get me anything. You know, like I can use that in the back pocket if there's ever a moment that I need it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you write on the gift, Hawk? To me, from me, from to Danny, from Danny. It's just
what I would do. I would write myself a motivational type card. Hawk, 2025 can be everything you want it to be, but you've got to be a willing participant in making it that. Like I would write myself some sort of motivational card. I'm thinking about doing this now. I think that for Hanukkah, I'm going to give myself 8 gifts and 8 cards.
That would be great. 8 days in a row, a gift for yourself to open up. That'd be phenomenal.
Danny, we love you. Have a great Christmas, great New Year's, and I'm sure we'll talk to you in 2025.
You guys as well. Have a great Hanukkah, great holidays, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, there you go, Danny Cannell, courtesy of Bet Online. The 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Why are you looking at me quizzically?
Does Danny think I'm Jewish?
Perhaps. Perhaps.
You spoke about Hanukkah, and he said,
Happy Hanukkah, fellas.
Man, I ain't no problem with it.
8 gifts. 8 gifts.
8 gifts. I was at the JCC this morning. Hey, everybody, how doing? Everybody okay?
You got your card. You're good. You're in. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get you caught up on headlines, give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored as well.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.